Our reading from Deuteronomy comes at the end of the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness that the Israelites went through. There were instructions to the people of God that when they would eventually enter the promised land and offer their first fruits, these offerings of thanksgiving to the priest at the tabernacle, that they would offer them with these words: "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor." I hope you see that God has, I think, a sense of humor here. He's reminding them in just that one description, a wandering Aramean, really the totality of the history of Israel and the children of Abraham. You'll remember that Abraham was a son of Aram. He came from the people of Aram. God, when God called him, he called Abraham to just go out from his family and to go out into the wilderness, to go out into homelessness, not knowing where God ultimately was going to lead him, yet with a promise that he would make him into a great nation, make him into a great and numerous people of God. And so Abraham began his journey as a wandering Aramean. And then, when God had built him into a nation, his children and grandchildren also continued to wander. Joseph was a wanderer, being actually human trafficked to Egypt, sold out by his own brothers, a wandering Aramean in the land of Egypt. Then the people of God became great there when he was united with his brothers, and they were also sojourners, these wanderers in a foreign land, being sifted like wheat under the plague of slavery. And yet, in their wanderings, they experienced God's faithfulness as God let them out of the slavery there for 430 years. Then after that, they were wandering again as they came out led by Moses. Because of their unfaithfulness in the wilderness, they had to remain there and wander now for 40 years, a whole generation. Only Joshua and Caleb were able to enter into the promised land because of their good report. The rest of them were wandering through that wilderness until that subsequent generation was able to enter. And so as they brought these first fruits of this promise of a land flowing with milk and honey, and they brought the fruit in a basket and laid it before God in thanksgiving, they were to remember with a profound sense of God's grace, his faithfulness to all those generations. That really, in and of ourselves, we're just wandering Arameans. But God made us into a people of God. God led us through the wilderness, and he's given us this promised land. This is a radical call to humility. You'll remember that during Jesus' ministry, many of the Israelites, many of the people of Israel would say, "We have Abraham as our father." Right? They were commending themselves because of their ancestry and because of their lineage, because of their pedigree, that they felt entitled to God's gifts and being the people of God. This is a reminder that none of us deserve God's love. It's all by grace. It's all God's mercy. It was a mercy when God called Abraham and gave him all those promises. It was a mercy when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And now it is a mercy and it's a grace that God is bringing them into the promised land. here in the United States. How do we come this morning to the altar? How do we come and bring our offerings of thanksgiving? Is it because of our pedigree? Is it because of our ancestry? A wandering Viking was my ancestor. After a little more research, I've seen that I have a wandering Cherokee as one of my ancestors. I even have a very recent but inexplicable lineage to Africa in my lineage. And I think a lot of Americans, as we have come here, we have all these different lineages coming together. And God's reminding us that none of us are entitled to this grace that we know through Jesus Christ. It's all by grace. All of us have come here with a wandering Aramean as our ancestor. Just as we heard in our epistle reading, which we didn't read in this service, but in the previous one, that in Christ there is neither Jew nor Gentile. There is neither Aramean or barbarian in Christ. We're all saved by grace through faith. It's a gift of God. And so we see Jesus today in the wilderness going out. Not for 40 years like the Israelites coming out of Egypt, but now 40 days wandering, being a wandering Aramean, not for himself, but for us. He takes on all of our humanity. He takes on our lack of pedigree, even though he is the Messiah, the chosen one. Though he has no sin, was tempted and tried in every way by the devil, sifted like wheat, but faithful. Did you notice that the devil was trying to challenge Jesus' identity over and over again? If you are the Son of God, if you are the Christ. But Jesus was grounded in who he was. And certainly there was a profound groundedness and rootedness that he had in himself, being the eternal Son of God, without beginning, begotten of the Father from eternity's past, who took on our humanity. And so Jesus was able to draw out of that temptation the strength to resist because of who he is. And did you notice he quotes the word of God? It is written. It is written. In Christ, we have not only the word, the scripture, to rely upon. We have our identity in the word, capital W, the word made flesh in Christ. That though we come here, all of us here as wandering sojourners, those who are born outside of the covenant of God, God adopts us by grace. And now our identity is not in our pedigree, in our lineage, in our ancestry, but rooted in Christ, grafted in to the Son, so that we are now called children of God. This profound humility that we have as children of God, I think, will also produce a profound empathy for the world around us. Those who do not yet know who they are and whose they are in Christ. And that we get to bear witness, just as Jesus does in the wilderness, who he is for us. We get to also point out that in Christ there is neither Jew nor Gentile, Aramean or heathen or barbarian, whatever name you want to call it. We are all children of the Heavenly Father, royal daughters and sons of the Most High. And so we come to this altar saying, a wandering Aramean was my ancestor. In other words, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Hopeless look to thee for grace. Foul to the fountain I fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. In the name of Jesus, amen.